This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Okay. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, and we're going to now talk to Brogan Swan, who is an art consultant at Man Young Gallery. Brogan, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon to you guys and the listeners.
Hello. Now, Brogan, before we get into talking about the galleries, let's talk a little bit about you. You know, like, give us your background.
Okay. Look, I've only been in the art industry for the last about 8 or 9 months. I was in the corporate sector in Melbourne for years, and I decided to have a bit of a change in career and direction. Friends of ours who own and run Man Young kindly offered me a position working alongside them, running the business.
But did you have an interest in the arts before that?
Yes, I did. My fiance and I had been collectors of art for years, and we'd purchased quite a few pieces through Man Young, and that's how the friendship and connection developed.
Right, okay. And what sort of style is yours? What do you like?
We're sort of fairly modern, sort of fairly contemporary in our home. We're not very traditional, personally, but we like a lot of sculpture. So we've got a bit of sculpture in our home.
Oh, okay.
That we've collected as well, and we absolutely love it.
Oh, good. And do you have it outside as well, or is it just pretty much inside?
Pretty much indoors. We try to keep our garden fairly small and manageable, and we keep everything indoors so we can enjoy it most of the time. So,
okay. Yeah. Now tell us about the galleries, because there's a few of them, isn't there?
Look, that's correct. We have our gallery space in Melbourne, up near the train station, so easy access for the city listeners. We also have normally a Mount Eliza gallery space, but at the moment we are not there whilst they construct our new space. We've also got Sorrento, our warehouse facilities and upcoming gallery showroom in Mornington, as well as two spaces down in Flinders as well.
Okay, and are they all open on a regular basis, or say Flinders, is that open during the week, or is it only weekends, or?
We're sort of doing a bit of a soft reopening, obviously, with this COVID pandemic that everyone's going through. But look, with Flinders, for example, and Sorrento in particular, we've been opening sort of Friday through to Monday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Yep.
And the other days can vary up in Melbourne, and our warehouse is open generally five days a week at this stage.
Now, and what sort of style? Is it very contemporary, or is it a bit of a mixed bag?
Look, it's a bit of a mixed bag. We try to aim to all different tastes out there, but generally it's contemporary and traditional works of art that we have established ourselves with over the years. And that goes with, obviously, original oil works, acrylics, watercolour paintings, fine art prints, as well as jewellery, glass, ceramic, and, of course, sculpture as well, just to name a few.
Right. And is it local sculptors, for instance, or is it bought in from overseas? Or
look, we as a company pride ourselves on a lot of our local artists, so we have a lot from around Victoria. We also have a lot from interstate around Australia as well. And, there's such a great amount of talent out there with the emerging artists and so forth. So we do our very best to support them in particular, as well as our long-standing artists that we've worked with for many years.
Yep. Do you represent any artists solely, or...?
Look, our connections... So basically, we have a lot of... artists who approach us who are interested in potentially sort of selling through our business. We also go out and connect with artists out there. So if we're looking for anything in particular, maybe something a little different that we want to bring to our gallery spaces, we venture out there, go and visit the art studios or or their homes and build a connection and see if we can work with them moving forward.
Because it's so hard for so many artists, isn't it? You know, like, and a lot of them aren't really good at selling themselves, so it's nice that you're actually approaching artists as well.
Look, absolutely. You know, a lot of artists, it's their sole income. It's their life and their passion, their life's work. Some of them obviously do have, you know, full-time jobs or day jobs, but a lot of the time this is their bread and butter. And we try to do our very best to showcase them with our exhibitions and our online presence, social media and so forth. And, you know, we are very lucky here in Australia to have such a diverse amount of talent out there. And there is a lot that's still yet to be found.
Yeah, oh, and is that exciting when you actually find a new artist? And how do you find? Is it word of mouth? Is that how you find different artists?
Yeah, look, there's a number of different ways how it occurs. Yes, word of mouth. There are some artists that are friends with one another, so that's how we can build connections and relationships that way. We also have a lot of phone call inquiries online. As well, and there's a specific process step-by-step that goes through for approval with the company directors. Word of mouth, walk-ins, online email, that sort of thing, and as well as us going out to exhibitions and so forth, whether it be overseas or interstate, we also get to meet some other wonderful artists out there that way too. Mm.
Anyone in particular that you can single out right now that's you're exhibiting?
Oh, look, there's such a long list, but I think one that would resonate well, particularly for Melburnians, we've got an artist by the name of David Hinchliffe. David is very well known in the art world for his acrylic on canvas works. And why I mention him is he does some absolutely stunning works on the canvases with scenes from not just around the world like Paris and New York, but he's very popular with his Melbourne scenes, sort of the Yarra, the Carlton Gardens, the, you know, some really, really well-known locations in and around Melbourne, Flinders Street, the trams. And we have a lot of businesses as well as, you know, couples and families who want to have a piece of Melbourne in their home, and that's the type of artist that we like to, for example, like to showcase because of his style of work and his popularity as well.
Yeah, and what about sculptors? Who have you got there?
Oh, ooh, well, look, sculptors vary, but a couple that come to mind, we've got, you know, Andrew Casper, Darren Gilbert. There are a couple of fairly local artists here to Victoria who have got some wonderful selections of garden outdoor sculpture that we tend to showcase predominantly down at the Flinders Gallery space and sometimes at Melbourne. But both of them, they're very well known for their interesting and different approach to sculpture work. That's just a couple of names that come to mind.
Yep, excellent. Now, how can we find out more, Brogan? You know, like, what's the name of the galleries again?
So we come under the one banner, so it's called Manyung Gallery Group.
Yeah.
A couple of ways the listeners can contact us is either via our website, which can be found at manyunggallery.com.au. Now, just so that everyone knows, Manyung is spelled M-A-N-Y-U-N-G.
Where does that name come from? What does it mean?
Look, I think it is an Indigenous name originally. I'm not 100% sure offhand, but I think it's to do with two river systems converging together.
Okay.
Just from what I understand. But right. I can certainly find out more and give you more background on that at a later date.
Yeah, I'm always interested in names.
Sure.
I love finding out names.
Absolutely.
And are you on social media as well?
We are, yes. We've got our Instagram page, so as easy as looking up Manyung Gallery on Instagram, and we've also got our Facebook page that listeners can access as well.
Brilliant. Well, lovely chatting to you. We're going to chat to you again over the coming weeks. So, and let's single out some of the artists and talk about their style.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about some LGBTIQA plus artists that you may have on the books as well, and Indigenous artists if you have any. I think that would be of particular interest for our audience.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic. Good on you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Brogan.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.